the place for the realest conversation.
Appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough, because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state, 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go.
Let's go!
We want that justice, we want all the smoke.
Yeah.
From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah. Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go.
Tap in,
and it ain't no holding back. We ready.
We ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants to smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, Benjamin?
Amazing.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Hey, look, we got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, look, we've been celebrating this March, which is what I'm deeming self-care month. And every day I got on the air, I tried to bring up something that relates to self-care. And I know, like, we talk about a lot of politics and we talk about a lot of celebrity ideas and we talk about all this other stuff, but we got to get back to self-care and we got to talk about it so we can plant those seeds, Truth Nation. We got a long rest of 2025 to go. There's a lot of stressful things going on. But look, no matter what's happening then, we got to take care of ourselves. Self-care, I'm standing on it, Benjamin. I'm standing on it. Hey, look, I'm getting handsome now doing all these self-care things. You know, I was handsome before, you know, I started really locking in. But, hey, I'm starting to feel good. Look good, feel good. Hey, look, I'm telling you, it's powerful. Self-care. So yesterday we talked about diet, Benjamin, how important it is, how important your diet is to self-care. Then you know what, Benjamin, I got outside the studio. Somebody's like, Tory, I was listening to the show, and you know what? You missed something. And I said, tell me what I missed. They said, Tory, diet and exercise go together. I said, diet and exercise do go together. I'm just breaking it down one step at a time. I don't want to give y'all too much. I don't want to overwhelm people. But like I said, I was going to talk about exercise today. Give me some time. Walk with me one step at a time. A lot of us, we talk about self-care, but we don't really follow through. We don't really follow through with it. I think a lot of us, we like the idea of taking care of ourselves. I think some people think self-care is what? Pampering. What we call pampering. Going out, shopping, you know, getting our hair and nails done and all of the manicures and the pedi. It's a part of it. But what is looking good on the outside and the inside is shot? What's going on the inside? A lot of times, Benjamin, we don't see what's going on the inside till we go to the checkup. Till they start taking them tests, running them tests on the blood and trying to figure out what's going on the inside. Some people got the outside part down packed, being jammed. But then they might find out maybe a little different scenario on the inside. But we're going to try to get it all together. We're going to try to get it all together. Yesterday we talked about diet. Today we're talking about exercise, how it can help with self-care. And a lot of people would think that this would be common sense. But how many of y'all got them gym memberships that y'all ain't been using? $10 a month. If y'all got the $10 a month. However much y'all pay. A lot of y'all don't go to the $10 a month. Y'all want to get more exclusive. Y'all want a more exclusive high-end idea to go and work out. Do you got a membership, Benjamin?
The membership I have is given to me through GKB.
Okay, that's powerful.
It's free.
It's powerful. I guess, if you add that in there, I got three memberships.
And damn, why you got three memberships, dog?
Because they was at a low rate. And I was traveling. I was running around. But I'm going to get rid of one of them this year.
They finna hit you with them the promotions. The promotion season is about to be over with that. That offer.
Right. Well, you gotta get it during the promotion. You gotta lock it in. But what I'm saying is, we got these memberships, and how many times do you go to the gym a year?
Man,
Ben Jam.
Not enough, bro. I look at myself in the mirror. I'd be like, Ben, your fat ass need to get into the gym.
And don't you think, like, dang, like I said this 3 months ago. If I had did it 3 months ago, by July, I'd have been his.
You would have already lost 90 pounds.
I'd already been, you know. And then you look at the videos online where people have these great weight loss stories to tell. And to tell you the truth, I'd be like, man, I could have been started that journey.
Could have been started those.
Yeah, but sometimes you procrastinate. But like I said, this is what we're here to talk about. Exercise today, right here on the Tory Lowe Show, and how it equates to self-care. And this is what I found. Physical benefits. This is the physical benefits of exercise. And when you say exercise, it don't have to be lifting weights, Benjamin. You ain't got to go in there like Benjamin to try to tear the gym up. You know, and you know, Benjamin spending, and you know, a lot of y'all spending a lot of y'all times looking in the mirror when y'all in the gym.
I'll be in the mirror deeply thinking. You know,
and trying to see the immediate benefits.
Yeah, man.
Two reps.
You gotta go get into the gym, and when you get into the gym, you gotta look into the mirror afterwards. It's the only way you're gonna be able to see your true self.
Stare in the mirror. Yeah, you gotta look in the mirror. You gotta look at yourself and tell yourself you can do it. And stop paying attention to those people that been in the gym all the time. Because that sometimes a lot of people say that gets discouraging. But we're gonna walk you through a step by step. Physical benefits. Working out reduces stress and anxiety. Exercise releases endorphins, which helps alleviate stress and anxiety. And what we've been talking about when it comes to the whole purpose of self-care. To alleviate stress and anxiety. Elizabeth Brown, she always tell me, you know, if you feeling some type of way, go to the gym. That's her answer. Get to the gym. I'm like, I guess that's her way. She get to the gym. My way is, it used to be comfort food, Benjamin. Going to one of my favorite restaurants and just having a nice meal. That used to be my way to kind of, you know, calm down. You know, eat good. Eat something good. I'm a person that like to eat good, and that was like my go-to. But now I had to rearrange it because now I could eat good the right way and get some exercise. Also, going to the gym or exercising or walking or getting out, it improves sleep, Benjamin. So we talk about getting enough sleep, but if you go work out, get your energy out there, put your energy out there in the universe, work out, you're going to be tired.
Yeah, it's true, Tori, because, like, you know, a lot of people suffer from lack of sleep. Like, they're sleep deprived because they can't go to sleep. But I truly believe it's just because you haven't worked to exercise your mind and or your body out enough throughout the day. You got to exhaust the body. Like, some of y'all already are super energetic, you know. So if you're a super energetic person but you sit in the house all day, sure, you're going to be up because your body is ready to go out there and get active. That's what's going to happen. But if you know.
And sometimes if you sit around the house all day, you take these little cat naps.
That's true.
And then you can't go to sleep at a regular time because it's all over the place.
Right. You done messed up your whole sleep schedule.
Messed up the whole sleep schedule. But I guess they're trying to piece it together. If they take a little cat nap here and there, they could probably add up 8 hours. You know, not a straight 8 hours. They can add up 8 hours of sleep, but it's not a straight 8 hours.
Yeah, I heard that was actually a better way to sleep anyway. Like, you're actually supposed to
power nap.
Yeah, you're supposed to do the power nap thing, man. Like, as I get older, I'm actually, you know, more accepting of taking naps during the day. Like if I get tired at 4 p.m., let me sleep, bro. 30 minutes, let me sleep. Let me sleep, get my little nap in. Then I'll be ready to party for the rest of the
night. You'll be ready to go.
Yeah. Other than that, man, leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? I need my rest.
They say it's emotional benefits to exercise, too, when it comes to self-care.
Agreed.
Emotional.
Agreed.
You feel better on the inside.
Right. You won't be as depressed, you know. I was actually talking, this is actually my truth take, but during COVID, when everybody was on lockdown, up in the cribs and stuff, Benjamin was out there running 2 miles a day.
What?
I was running 2 miles a day,
Like Rock.
Yeah, yeah, man. Listening to Les Brown and just finding ways to motivate myself and keep myself motivated after I got furloughed from iHeart and, you know, keeping my you know, dreams or aspirations up and being like, you know what? Something's going to work out for you, Ben. And what do you know? 1017 The Truth opens up for your boy. So I ran 2 miles a day.
You manifested.
I did. I manifest my realities, and I really believe in that.
I guess we was both manifested because we ended up here at the same time.
That's real. You was in my city at that time, too.
Hey, it was a lot going on in your city.
Hey, 2020, man, that was 5 years ago.
Man. Well, it also, Benjamin, increases self-esteem. Now, self-esteem is important.
Right.
And when I was younger, when I started getting into communications at a young age, one of the instructors told me about self-esteem. I had never heard of the word. I was a young kid. I had to be like 14. And it was like, yo, self-esteem is low. And I was like, what did you mean? He was like, because the way you look at, listen to the way you talk, you say, I can't all the time.
Yeah.
Like, and I was, you know, sometimes you'd be like, well, I can't do that. You know what I mean? And he said the self-esteem is the measure of the belief in yourself.
Mm.
Self-esteem. Do you believe that you can pull this off? Can you get the confidence up? Your self-esteem has to be high to tackle a lot of things.
Right.
And once he explained to me what self-esteem was, I started practicing, making sure that I had high self-esteem and instead of low self-esteem.
How'd you go about practicing that?
Well, I started to say, I can. I took the word I can't out of my
vocabulary.
Because, gotcha. You know, it took a mentor. That's why mentors are important. But he told me the word I can't, automatically, once you say I can't do something, you can't.
Yeah, like the
you put yourself in a certain mental space where you won't.
Yeah, like an old philosopher once said, the man that says I can and the man that says I can't are both correct.
That's powerful. That if you know what that is and if you understand it and you know how to apply it to your life. So I applied it. They say it supports health self-care habits. Engaging in regular physical activity can encourage other self-care habits, such as healthy eating and stress management.
I agree with that. Right.
I mean, because the thing is, once you start getting it going, you're going to make sure that you don't waste the work.
Right. Like you get yourself into a habit of doing those things, like healthy habits.
Healthy habits. And I think that many times I don't put it all together. I didn't put it all together. Sometimes I go to the gym, but I would eat what I want. Sometimes I would eat what I want, but go to the gym. I was doing it in pieces.
Had to figure out the balance.
Yeah, I had to figure. It took time to figure out the balance. I'm still working on a couple ideas. I mean, I'm still working on how to combine advocacy and self-care and saying no when I have to. But I never say no. I haven't mastered that part. I don't know. Hopefully I'll figure that out. D says, what it do, Truth Nation and Tory Lowe and staff, also Lana Banana, not really a city girl. What it do, Flex C. They in the chat. You know, the chat be going up. The chat, salute to everybody in the chat. Thank you for coming in to the show today. It's powerful. Hit the like button. Like and subscribe. Tell a friend. Hey, powerful. But those are some of the things that we got to do with self-care. Exercise is important. You can go on YouTube and find out an exercise routine. Benjamin, how do you figure out your exercise routine? A lot of people think that they need an instructor, but it's a lot of stuff on YouTube. If you Google a light exercise, they'll show you. It's people out there with video,
right,
that can show you and demonstrate how to exercise properly.
You know, I think, especially just for me, Tori, I just got to figure out what works best for me. You know, like, everybody has different goals they're trying to reach when they are trying to lose a little weight, or if they're trying to, you know, hit and obtain a certain goal. Like Carrie Noni Juice, right, who I'm on the morning show with, Jim with Juice, between 7 a.m. and 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. each and every morning, bruising y'all ears. Mm-hmm. But she has her own regimen and what she likes to do. Some days she likes to do quads. Some days she wants to work out her butt cheeks.
Right.
Some other days she's working out her triceps.
Get it right.
Yeah, get it right, get it tight. Yeah. So it's just, you gotta have an idea of what you're trying to hit and then go from there, you know? And I mean, so for myself, Tori, you know, I always, cause I don't know, man, I messed up my back. I broke my tailbone when I was a kid. Mm. I fell on a brick and messed up my tailbone. So I try to focus on just stretching out my lower back a lot of the times, even throughout the day. Like, you don't even necessarily need to go to the gym to work out. You know,
right.
You may just be sitting in the office space. Man, go ahead and throw them arms across the other one and stretch the other one out.
And you can stretch, too.
Like, yeah, you can stretch.
I mean, stretching is a whole thing.
It is. I remember my gym teacher, Miss Drazen, was telling me, you know, I'm 50 years old, little Benjamin, but I'm telling you, I can still stretch. But by the time you're 30, most of the people that you know, your peers, won't be able to stretch.
Losing the flexibility.
And that's not good in the bedroom. You need to work that out.
But last but not least, spiritual benefits. You know, self-care, working out, diet, has the spiritual benefit. You start to meditate, you start to concentrate, you start to become more disciplined. Physical activity can help, cultivate mindfulness. Mindfulness is a very powerful. Hey, you look, keep your peace. Like I say, I protect my peace. And that's a part of self-care, too. You got to protect your peace at all costs. Because if you don't, you allow the stress and the anxiety, and then that leads to depression. And now, you know what I mean? It goes downhill. You start to get in this downhill spiral. So you got to make sure that you're practicing a lot of these ideas that we talk about to prevent the stress, to prevent yourself from having low self-esteem. You got to get out here. It's getting hot. It's getting hot outside. You know how we do in Wisconsin. We only got a few months, Benjamin, where we can walk on the lakefront in the warm weather.
Straight up.
But look, when we come back, Truth Nation, I got a story. I looked up on the news, and guess who I seen on the news?
Superman?
The Miracle Minister Kevin. On the news, he made a comeback. He's back outside. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Jamming on the ones and twos today. DJ Brother Z out on assignment. I'm chilling out. Guess who I see on the news? The Miracle Minister Kevin that does the Monday prayer every Monday right here on the Tory Lowe Show. WISN did an article on the Miracle Minister returning back to what he loved to do the most after being carjacked and shot multiple times in 2023, returning to refereeing youth basketball. This is a powerful story. I'm trying to tell y'all. I watched it develop from the time he was shot. Hey, me and Pastor Milton, his pastor at Miracle Temple, after he was shot, we went riding. We went looking. Salute to Pastor Milton. But Minister Kevin is a phenomenal mentor, a person in the community that I have watched him do the frontline work for so many years, and I appreciate him. They spotlight him on the news. We got video, if y'all watching as we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
Don't cheat it.
Teaching teens.
Get that rebound.
How to rebound.
Hit it.
Is a big part of nonprofit Cream Skills Basketball. It's also personal defense. For volunteer ref Kevin Simmons.
Come on, you go higher than that. You get him up higher than that.
October 9th, 2023, Simmons was driving for Uber, dropping off his 14-year-old passenger near 55th and Custer.
They pulled out a gun, put it right to my ear, and they pulled the trigger.
Shot 6 times and left in the street. The 14-year-old shooter now behind bars. Just 1 month after the shooting, in an interview with 12 News.
God, I forgive that person.
Even though they shot you.
Yeah, it still never crossed my mind to feel bad about that person.
Simmons, a longtime community advocate. And assistant pastor at Miracle Temple Church. 3 surgeries, dozens of doctor's visits, and mental trauma put his work on hold. And now, more than 1 year later.
To have him back healing and being healthy and whole, again, back in the mix with us, that shows you the power of a prayer.
Now I can go up and down the floor a lot better.
Has this experience changed how you work with the youth?
I can't settle for 99 and a half. I got to go for the 100 because that one that's out there could victimize somebody else.
His recovery, not a layup by any means.
You can do anything you want to do.
But a hard-fought rebound, Milwaukee youth and adults alike might learn something from.
What's your message to those people?
The message is the work don't stop.
The work don't stop. Hey, look, salute to the miracle minister, Kevin, for all he have done for this community. I'm going to tell you right now, it's an honor and a privilege to have him come in and do the Monday prayer. That's why I have people who do the work pray over folks. Like, people who really are willing to make the sacrifice. Some of y'all be letting folks pray on y'all, and then they don't do nothing. They ain't P-R-A-Y on you. They P-R-E-Y-ing on you. You know what I mean? So you gotta realize you gotta be careful who you let do the prayer. And like I said, I gotta let the front lines take control. So anytime I'm around people, they doing real work. They doing real work. Okay. Somebody said, look at him playing the keyboard, Lana Banana, that part, Tori. Lana Banana goes on to say, so proud of you. Maurice M. says, wow, glad to see him back after all he went through. They also go on to say, Miracle Minister Kevin, the man is truly blessed, not really a city girl. All right, well, look, salute to the Miracle Minister Kevin. He outside. You can catch him outside. You can catch him at the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup. You can catch him at all of the call to actions, most of the call to actions. Since he's been back on his feet, he's been showing up to the call to action. So Minister Kevin won the About That Action Award at the Truth Community Awards. It's powerful, Truth Nation. When we come back, we're going to have a pop culture report. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Kerry Noni and Ben Jammin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
One on one, seven the truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Ben Jammin.
It's amazing.
And Tory Lowe. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. There's a couple things that I want to point out that's going on in the pop culture. Screets, Benjamin. Something going on with the former Steelers running back, Jets running back, Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell? What's going down with him?
They're saying that he was sued in the civil court by his cousin for allegedly him raping her repeatedly while she was under the age of 18.
Yeah, I hope those allegations are not true, Tori.
Well, he lost the lawsuit because he got a summons to come to court.
And just never showed up.
Never showed up, so it was a default judgment.
Dang, so now he's guilty.
$24 million.
Now he's guilty. That's so...
Civil suit. This is a civil suit, so it's not a criminal court.
Right.
But, you know, civil is where it's more about money.
So he lost the lawsuit, basically.
He lost the lawsuit. And that's because he ignored the summons. You cannot ignore any summons. If somebody serve you papers, you got to go to court. You got to go show up. And if you don't show up, the judge can grant the person that filed the petition, they can grant them some type of financial award.
Wow. Nah, that's pretty crazy, Tori. So, okay, let me ask you this. What do you think are one of the reasons he didn't go to court? Like, do you think it's because it was a little guilty? He felt a little guilty, and if he did go there, it would have drew more attention to this case?
Well, then he would have to be asked about the facts.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, you know, maybe his attorney probably wouldn't allow him to take the stand because sometimes, maybe he could have incriminated himself. But what I'm saying is this is something to where – now what you're seeing is people will take you to civil court because no charges was ever filed against you.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll take you to civil court and discuss the details. And if the details get criminal in civil court, it'll backpedal into a criminal case.
Well, let me ask you this then, Tori, because when it comes down to the statute of limitations, I believe when it comes down to the idea of sexual assault here in Wisconsin, it goes back about 20 years.
Mm.
What would that look like for somebody who is a victim of sexual assault and, you know, later down the road they decide to file a civil suit against that person?
Well, the thing is they would have to come. It couldn't just be verbal.
Okay.
It has to be some details.
Well, like actual physical.
Yeah. It have to be something there other than you saying, okay, this happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many times. Like you got. So if you have details.
What if the person who sexually assaulted you?
If you want to win, you would have to have a little bit more than you just saying stuff. Unless you got the complexion for the connection. I don't know.
Well, what if you have the proof in the pudding? Like, what if you had a baby from this
sexual
assault?
Strong enough. That's what I'm saying. You got something there that places this person in the space.
Interesting. That's crazy.
So then
the person could go do the civil suit, right, and win, and if it does become where the details become criminal, would they still be able to bypass the statute of limitations when it comes down to the ideas of sexual assault?
It's just state to state. Depending on what state you're in, right?
That's crazy.
Every state has their own, you know, laws when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say this. I think New York had opened it up.
Right.
That's why you see a lot of those celebrities going down, because they have opened up to where if you have been sexually assaulted and you can file it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was just a certain amount of time that you can do that.
Yeah. They said they opened it up for like a solid like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's why you just said, though, the floodgates have been open on a lot of these different celebrities. And some people even, you know, making false accusations.
Yeah.
Like
trying to get some cash.
Yeah, like the girl who said Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs allegedly did that to her, backtracked all her statements. You know?
And not only that, somebody went undercover and got her to the side and asked her questions about how did she put Jay-Z in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And she said unknowingly to this person who was recording or had some type of, you know, way to get her statements.
Right.
Told her that the lawyer made her put Jay-Z in there.
That 1-800 lawyer, Bugsby.
Yeah. Bugsby, yeah. So
Bugsby.
So that killed it right there. You know what I mean? And sometimes you got... They say it's tough to get the big dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, Lil Ray Ray, on the other hand, you know, he ain't got no money to fight.
He just a fly on the wall.
Yeah, but when you trying to get the big dog, somebody that's millions of dollars, they got the lawyers to fight, that's a tough, you just not going to just get them like that.
Right.
You better have time, placement, X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean?
I mean, hey, as we say, say no more, show me the video. If these things really happen, I mean, it's 2025 now. Everything documented. Everything is recorded. You know, if you say I pulled up on you at this time, that should be the thing. You know, you should be able to pull up the receipts, pull up the text messages, and that be that. But, you know, in regards to this football player and his cousin, though, oh, man, that's mad wild. Because, you know, there are people out here who still mess around with their cousins. Okay, let's be
kissing
real.
Cousins.
Yeah, be kissing cousins, man. And as sick as that is, you know, it's even more sick when your cousin ain't trying to do it and you are. You know, what kind of monster are you? I was watching the video.
Didn't Kevin Gates do something with his cousin?
Yeah, that was consensual. They found out they were cousins like 3-4 months after. They kept it going, man. Kept it all in the family. I was once watching this one video of this younger gentleman. He may have been like 21, 22, and he had finally got around his half-sister. He said it was his half-sister, right? And he was trying to have relations with his half-sister. He like, man, you beautiful, I'm beautiful. And she like, hold up, you my brother.
Right.
And he was like, well, I'm just your half-brother. He was like, you ain't my sister on my mama's side. It was like, wait, what? Like, I ain't never heard no conversation like that. Like, you was like, yeah, you ain't my sister on my mama's side. Like, you only my sister on my dad's side, so it ain't really technically, you know, like
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, damn. Like, this is how people really get down in 2025.
Well, I know it was an
don't
issue
get Tinder
with, the,
or something.
With the step idea.
Uh-huh.
You know, where the person marries somebody and they, you know, family, but they not blood.
I ain't gonna lie, Tori. Me being Benjamin, I've always had a fantasy about that. Like, I wish that my mom did get married, and I wish that I did have like
a stepsister.
Yeah, like some stepsister. Oh, wow. who was fine. Like, damn. Like okay.
And then
my stepsister fine. Yeah. And then I get a little time with my stepsister. I really thought about that. Like,
here we go.
We ain't blood at all. You know.
Hey.
And especially if like I was a little older at the time when she became my stepsister. You know, it's like we went around together as kids.
You vibing in a certain space right now. I don't know.
I'm just saying. Don't tell me. Truth Nation, tell. You cannot lie and say you ain't ever thought about it, all right? And if so, let me look at your porn categories.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
What you like watching up over there?
Oh, wow.
What you
look
searching
at the,
up?
Look at the history.
Yeah, look at the history. What you searching up, man? I know you got the stepdaddy up in there
with
somewhere.
The stepmom.
Yep, with the stepmom, all that stuff. Y'all be trying to play. Y'all be trying to play, man. But this is real life over here. We telling the truth.
You know,
all right?
Man. You know, we going to run the break.
Man. I'm producing today. I ain't say nothing about going to break. We gonna stay on this train.
I feel you. I guess so.
No, I think it's just crazy though, Tori, because again, you know, through the idea of people having their own fetishes and fantasies, they really go and act those things out. You know, and I think that's the you know, sick thing about all these ideas. Like even when we talk about Sade Robinson. Right, that gentleman, I guarantee you, he fantasized about doing those things to her. Mm. So it's just one of these things where, you know.
And he acted it out.
And he acted it out. So it's like, you know, when it comes down to sexual activities, some people really do act in a deviant way. Some people do act in a demonic way when it comes down to those types of acts. And it's just like, man, let's just get rid of these people.
You think that Le'Veon Bell ignored the summons because he didn't want.
Extra attention, man. That's really what it is. I think he knew the truth. It's running away from the truth.
It cost him $24 million.
And he's okay with that, which is a hard hit. Like, that ain't no slight type of money.
And I think that he's saying now that he's going to get the lawyers to appeal it, to go and just try to, you know, put up a case, put up a fight.
Right.
Because, you know, he wasn't there. He's saying he wasn't aware of the situation. But if it's internal and it's with the family, you know that his mama done called him.
No, for real though. For real. His mama done called him.
Boy,
aunties
your
done called him.
Got you in court now.
Straight up.
You know he knew.
You know, at this point, y'all might as well get into a relationship. That way she can have the money and you can too.
All right, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Benjamin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
101.7 The Truth,
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report, brought to you by
Benjamin.
It is amazing.
Hey, Benjamin, we got another conversation about women and what is suspected to be something dealing with a BBL. A viral clip featured Vivica Fox at a recent event with the caption suggesting she was celebrating getting a successful BBL at 60 years old.
That's crazy, Tori. Because you know, when you even think about it, Vivica A. Fox. You know what? Now that I'm here and we're talking about Vivica A. Fox, mind you, I think this is the first time I ever talked about Vivica A. Fox over these airwaves. I have to first off confess. All right, Vivica A. Fox is one of my crushes from way back in the day.
I think all that right? She was one of the most, you know, other than Halle Berry.
Yeah, Vivica A. Fox was that one.
It was
like my girl.
And Angela Bassett.
Yeah, my girl's name is Shantae, you know, and if anybody knows anything, Vivica A. Fox played Shantae in Two Can Play That Game.
Mm.
She was so cold to me. Okay, but after she got with 50 Cent, I don't know what happened, Truth Nation, but she went down a rabbit hole of insanity.
Oh, wow.
All right, because she fell off after that. Well, you think that's what it was?
He did it on the radio. Yeah, because she came off as a woman that couldn't really hold down one of the biggest male figures.
At the time.
At the time, yeah.
It's just crazy to me, Tori, because, okay, now Vivica A. Fox has gotten to her latter years of her life. She's 60 years old. I've seen her do plastic surgery after plastic surgery after plastic surgery, which she did not need it whatsoever. I wish she would have just aged gracefully. All right, when I look at Halle Berry, I look at Vivica A. Fox, and I'd be like, damn, Vivica, you should have just kept your natural face. But anyway,
that don't look right.
We just know it's not her. We just know that's right. not Vivica A. Fox's face, for real, for real. So it's just one of these things where, you know, for her to even put the plastic booty injections inside of her tells me that she's trying to keep up with these young women out here. And she don't need to do that. Like, she could be Vivica A. Fox and just be that. On top of that, she also fetishes about, you know, she loves the gangsters. She loves the thugs. Those are the type of dudes that she likes to be around. And then she's also talking about how now she wants to get married.
That's what I'm saying. At 60, she's ready to settle down.
At 60 years old, you trying to get married? Like, are you being real with yourself right now?
Is she trying to create an atmosphere where she's more attractive?
Mm-hmm.
To the younger male ideas. I mean, with these young women out here, that's a lot of competition once you get 60, even though it is Vivica. And if Cher can find a young cat, because Cher
that's
running
true.
Around here
that's
with a young
true.
Cat.
Cher actually looks good at 70. Though.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Hey.
What up, Cher?
Hey. But what I'm saying is, Vivica can find love because it's Vivica, but is her expectations too high?
I think her expectations.
How are you single? And you're Vivica, and you're trying to compete by getting BBLs and things like that and injections and things like that.
Right.
It's maybe her expectations, the guy she's trying to grab, is probably out of her range at this point.
I mean, personally, I think she still wants 50 Cent. I think she'll always be in love with Curtis Jackson. That's really what I think her overall embodiment of what she wants in a man is what 50 Cent is. You know, somebody who actually makes more money than her, because I haven't seen her date anybody who actually has some kind of status to themselves. They're always some little Joe Schmo dude you could have found out in St. Louis. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's what Cher got.
Hey.
I think he was a model or something.
And I guess if that works for them, that works for them.
Right.
You know, ageism ain't even a real thing anymore. You know, if you like a cougar, you like a cougar.
Right.
But when it comes to Vivica A. Fox, I just, man, it's such a fall from grace. Every time I look at her, that's what I think of every time. Because, again, when I think about the big stars, especially in the black Hollywood, who are big, I always think about Vivica A. Fox and pre-2003 and then post-2003. Because after that, she just fell off, man. And I'm not even just saying it looks-wise. It's just her whole career, you know. But at the same time, you know, Vivica A. Fox, from your boy Benjamin to you, you know, I want to see you do really big things. Maybe do a Set It Off, too.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, that'll put her back in action.
Yeah, it definitely would. I mean, that's one for the culture. That's one for the culture. You know, get Jada Pinkett together. Get Queen Latifah. Get the girl who looked like Miss Cicely Tyson. Get them all back together again some way, somehow. I know Cleo died, allegedly, in the Set It Off movie, but they figure out new ways to bring back characters all the time. Maybe Cleo got to the hospital and survived.
I mean,
I don't know.
you know, it was a movement that said, okay, I'm strong, I'm independent, I don't need a man. But now you're starting to hear a lot of people say, hey, look, I need help. I need a man. I need that support. You hear a lot of this from the women, the black women in particular in Hollywood now. They're trying to say, hey, look, we need y'all.
I like you.
But after years of, you know, all running around and dating all these, I mean, does that count when a person says, okay, I'm ready at the end, toward the end?
I think, you know,
she's probably at the end of the success.
She's definitely at the end of her success. But at the same time, I think that the love that she's looking for, and anybody at that age, they're really just trying to settle down at that age. They more than likely missed the ticket. You know, they probably missed the train. They missed the bus at some point in time. Because you telling me you lived on this earth for 60 years and you couldn't find a viable mate to mate with and actually settle down with. I think a lot of those people who do get up upper in age and then decide to settle down then, I think they're a bit selfish. You know, I think they were a bit selfish for a long tenure of their life. And, you know, now it's just starting to where the dust settles, where it's just like, dang, well, my friend over here, he's got a whole family, and not even just kids, he has grandchildren,
right?
And they're seeing them, you know, flourish in that way, seeing them flourish in that sense, or seeing, you know, their bodies start to break down, so now they need a little bit extra help around the crib to do certain things. You know, I was talking to TK Kirkland, you know, we interviewed him last year, and one thing that TK Kirkland went on to go say is, you know, young men out there, y'all, when you are up in age, you need to get with somebody who can identify a stroke. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, you
wow.
may actually be going through a stroke. And if you with somebody, some young whippersnapper who isn't inexperienced in life or just don't know nothing, then that stroke just may end up killing you. However, if you do get with somebody who is of your age, who actually does love you and care for you, they may actually be able to identify that stroke and help you out in that time. In your time of need. Mm. So, again, you need to be smart about the people you decide to be in love with. And, again, that goes for Vivica A. Fox, because her getting them booty injections, man, those things could be deadly. You
right.
know, so now you
a
need
lot
to get
of people getting those things removed at that age.
Hey, just
she getting them put in.
Yeah, look at Kim Kardashian, man. Kim Kardashian right. is one of the ones, or I would say
Black China.
Yeah, they made those things fashion statements. Now they're getting rid of it. I think it speaks for itself. It's like it's too much maintenance, and ultimately I may be killing myself. Yeah, K. Michelle, and they said her stuff smell like you know, the bottom of the ocean, all from the all from the BBL. So, man, lead a BBL and take that thing and send it to hell. Okay, because the BBL is bad for you. Don't do it, ladies. We prefer natural women, especially because of our technology these days. People are able to make all these different, you know, filters, put them on their
right.
faces and stuff. We want to just see the real you for you, you know. So if you
all
are real, all natural. So if you are real, hit that man on FaceTime and show him your real face. You know what I'm saying? Not all that other.
No catfish.
Yeah, no catfishing, man.
Not really. A city girl says, Tori, men do it too. So men are as old as ever, finally wanting to settle down. She probably couldn't find the guy to settle with. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.